And what is your claim to fame?
I'm the founder of Amazon.com.
We are at the very beginning, not just Amazon.com, but the entire industry of e-commerce and online shopping. It's incredibly exciting.
No one in history has become as rich as quickly as Jeff
Bezos averages about $60 million a day, according to CNBC. The average American would have to work around 1,300 years to make a day of Bezos's pay.
In a world where success stories seem like impossible feats, one man defied all odds and emerged as the epitome of wealth and power. Jeff's story begins in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on January 12, 1964. From an early age, he displayed an extraordinary intellect and an insatiable curiosity about the world. As he grew older, it became clear that Bezos was destined for greatness. After graduating from Princeton University, Bezos began his remarkable journey that would forever change the landscape of commerce. In 1994, he founded a small online bookstore named Amazon, operating out of his garage in Bellevue, Washington.
Well, 3 years ago, I was in New York City working for a quantitative hedge fund when I came across the startling statistic that web usage was growing at 2,300% a year. So I decided I would try and find a business plan that made sense in the context of that growth. And I picked books as the first best product to sell online after making a list of like 20 different products that you might be able to sell. And books were great as the first best because books are incredibly unusual in one respect, and that is that there are more items in the book category than there are items in any other category by far. Music is number two. There are about 200,000 active music CDs at any given time. But in the book space, there are more than 3 million different books worldwide active and in print at any given time across all languages. More than 1.5 million in English alone. And so when you have that many items, you could literally build a store online that couldn't exist any other way. And that's important right now because the web is still an infant technology. Basically right now, if you can do things using a more traditional method, you probably should do them using the more traditional method.
At a time when the internet was still in its infancy, Bezos believed that the future of retail lay in the digital realm. It was an audacious idea that many dismissed as nothing more than a pipe dream.
Many, many kids and many grown-ups do figure out over time what their passions are. And sometimes we let our intellectual selves overrule those passions. And so that's what needs to be guarded against. Kids are very good about knowing what their passions are. It's a gift if you can keep your childlike sense of wonder. And it helps with creativity. It helps to have fun. You laugh more and play more if you keep that childlike sense of wonder.
But Bezos persisted. He poured his heart and soul into Amazon, relentlessly pushing the boundaries of what was possible. He sought to create an online store that offered an unparalleled selection of products and delivered them straight to the customer's door, with efficiency and convenience at its core.
I ask everybody around here to wake up terrified every morning, their sheets drenched in sweat, but to be very precise about what it is they're afraid of. And they shouldn't be afraid of our competitors. They should be afraid of our customers, because it's the customers, those are the folks we have a relationship with. Those are the folks who send us money. And I believe that our customers are loyal to us right up until the second that somebody else offers them a better service.
So to better qualify that fear, it's like a fear of abandonment. You don't want them to abandon you.
That's right. You got to do a good job, and you have to earn the loyalty of customers every day. If you ever rest on the past, or rest on your laurels, it may take a little while, but the whole thing will go away.
Fueled by unwavering determination and an unyielding focus on customer satisfaction, Bezos understood that to succeed, he had to go beyond the traditional confines of retail. Bezos diversified Amazon's offerings, expanding into ebooks, streaming services, and even hardware, with the launch of the groundbreaking Kindle e-reader.
I would hope Amazon's legacy would be as Earth's most customer-centric company. What we have always wanted to do is raise the standard for what it means to be customer-centric to such a degree that other organizations, whether they be other companies or whether they be hospitals or government agencies, whatever the organization is, they should look at Amazon as a role model and say, how can we be as customer-centric as Amazon.
Even competitors, I imagine, right?
Hopefully competitors as well. If that could be our legacy, that we kind of raised the general idea of what it means to be customer-centric, that would be a huge accomplishment. It would be accomplishing a mission that's much bigger than ourselves.
As the world watched in awe as Amazon's valuation skyrocketed, Bezos's personal fortune surged to unimaginable heights. But what truly sets Jeff Bezos apart is his relentless pursuit of innovation and his willingness to take risks.
Well, I think if you look at the big ideas at Amazon, what we're really focused on is thinking long term, putting the customer at the center of our universe, and inventing. Those are the three big ideas, and they work well together. I don't think that you can invent on behalf of customers unless you're willing to think long term, because a lot of invention doesn't work. If you're going to invent, it means you're going to experiment, and if you're going to experiment, it means you're going to fail, and if you're going to fail, you have to think long term. So these three ideas, that's kind of the Amazon cocktail. That's how we do it. By the way, we have a lot of fun doing it that way.
Bezos pushed boundaries of technological advancements with projects like Amazon Prime, a subscription service that revolutionized online shopping by offering expedited shipping and exclusive access to a vast library of movies, music, and books.
I was a very lucky kid. I was inspired by invention and self-reliance from a number of different people, and from, you know, even watching the Apollo program as a little boy. And I think when little kids get inspired, you never know what might happen. It's a big deal. And everything about our society gets better over time. I really do believe that. I'm an optimist. You know, the myth of the good old days is usually just that, a myth. We have better medicine than we've ever had before. Everything, you know, all of that is invention. It's people figuring out antibiotics. It's people figuring out new kinds of biomedicines, biotechnology. It's things that have been figured out with the kind of communication that we have, the freedom of speech we have now with the internet. There's so many things that are getting better, and a lot of that is powered by invention.
But the insane reason Jeff Bezos is so rich doesn't just lie in his entrepreneurial genius. It also lies in his ability to create a culture of innovation within Amazon. He fostered an environment where employees were encouraged to take risks, experiment, and think big. This philosophy resulted in countless breakthroughs that propelled Amazon to unparalleled success.
If you're straightforward and clear about the way that you're going to operate, then you can operate in whatever way you choose. And we don't even take a position on whether our way is the right way. We just claim it's our way. But, you know, Warren Buffett has a great saying along these lines. He says, you can hold a ballet and that can be successful. And you can hold a rock concert and that can be successful. Just don't hold a ballet and advertise it as a rock concert. And so you need to be clear with all of your stakeholders with, you know, are you holding a ballet or are you holding a rock concert? And then people get to self-select in. You know, we hire people who are really motivated by building new customer experiences. They like to pioneer, they like the rate of change. They wake up in the shower motivated by thinking about customers. And occasionally somebody joins Amazon who their primary motivation comes from being thinking about competition or competitors. Those people can find Amazon a little dull. Again, it's not about right or wrong. It's just that different people are motivated by different things. And what happens with corporate cultures is that over time, people collect themselves in a way where they like that culture, and then it becomes self-sustaining. And so we really have a group, you know, deep in our corporate DNA at this point, is people who like to pioneer, people who like to invent. We like going down blind alleys, wondering, or narrow alleys anyway, wondering whether they're going to be blind alleys or whether they're going to open up into broad avenues. And that's fun for us.
Today, Amazon is an e-commerce giant, a technology innovator, and a disruptor in numerous industries. And at the helm of it all stands Jeff Bezos, a man whose relentless pursuit of his vision has earned him a place among the richest individuals in history.
I like to think that Amazon.com still has the opportunity to be a footnote
in the history of e-commerce. By not focusing obsessively on the customer, we can still lose our whole opportunity to make that little bit of history. But I think it's very useful to keep focused on the fact that we haven't built an important and lasting company yet. We're on our way, and if we don't, it'll be shame on us, because in the position we're in, we should be able to do that.
Jeff Bezos' story is a testament to the power of vision, determination, and a refusal to accept the status quo. His journey from a modest garage to becoming one of the most influential figures of our time is a reminder that the only limits we face are the ones we impose upon ourselves. Remember, the only thing truly insane is the incredible heights we can reach when we unleash our potential. What was your favorite part of this video? Let us know in the comments below and like and subscribe to keep up with our latest videos.
Welcome to shop.motiversity.com, where greatness meets style. We understand the fire burning within you, the relentless desire to conquer, to overcome, to become the best version of yourself. And we've captured that spirit in every fabric we create. Stand tall, my friend. Unleash your potential and ignite the fire within.